It's my great pleasure to welcome back to WBJC David Hyde, who isn't really here. He's at home, as well he should be. David is the Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Central Chesapeake Division of Maryland. And we're going to talk about boating safety. Before we start, David, what is the mission of the Coast Guard Auxiliary?
Well, good morning, Mark. The mission of the Coast Guard Auxiliary is that we are the volunteer arm of Team Coast Guard. We are dedicated to promoting education about safe boating for all U.S. residents. I'm here today to reach out to all boaters in Maryland and communities surrounding Chesapeake Bay to remind them all to be safe on the water. Our primary mission is recreational boating safety.
Well, now, in that vein, I know that the governor recently lifted some restrictions on recreational boating, but the season really kind of starts on Memorial Day, but you have a National Safe Boating Week. Tell us a little bit about it, would you?
Right. Well, as you mentioned, Memorial Day, the 25th this year, is considered to be the traditional start of summer and the recreational boating season. So the National Safe Boating Week campaign is designed to raise awareness about safe boating. Every year since 1958, the National Safe Boating Council initiates a week-long campaign the week before Memorial Day called National Safe Boating Week. This year, it runs from May 16th through the 22nd. The campaign promotes boating safety awareness to the public through public outreach events, and especially the Wear It campaign to encourage everyone to wear a life jacket while boating.
Now, that's a really important issue. I was looking over some of the facts you have, and they're kind of frightening how many people actually don't wear their life jackets when they go boating. And it results in a lot of tragedy, doesn't it?
Yes, true. Just a preface to that, for the 2020 annual celebration of National Safe Boating Week, the council encourages digital outreach and launch point reminders about recreational boating safety due to COVID-19. Boating and fishing access will vary, so please follow state and local guidelines. There's a website they can reach us on, CGAUX organization, Coast Guard organization. I think I provided you some information on
I have www.safeboatingcouncil.org, and that will get someone the information that they need, correct?
Correct.
What are some of the other things? Besides wearing a seatbelt, what else can someone do to ensure that they're safe on the water?
Well, I'm not sure that most boats don't come with seatbelts, but they do.
Did I say seatbelt?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
but
my
they
goodness.
Do require life jackets.
These are crazy times.
That's what most people think of when they think of safe in the car, especially.
Yeah. These are crazy times, David. But I meant life jackets, as I'm sure you assumed.
I know what you meant. Well, let me share some of the frightening facts. You mentioned them earlier. Over 500 people die each year in boating accidents nationwide. The majority of boating accidents are caused by human error or poor judgment and are not due to boat equipment or environmental factors. 77% of the boat operators involved in fatal accidents had no formal boater education. The leading cause of death in fatal boating accidents is drowning. Over 70% of all persons that end up overboard will drown, and at least two-thirds of those drowning victims are reported to be good swimmers. 85% of drowning victims were not wearing a life jacket. Facts don't lie. Boater education and life jackets save lives. In Maryland alone, there were 122 boating accidents reported in 2018. Those accidents resulted in 16 deaths, 85 persons injured, and over $1.1 million in property damage. I'm here today to urge all who boat to take a safe boating class and to boat smart, boat safe, and wear it, and to practice safe boating habits at all times.
Now, one other question I would have is, how does someone, you mentioned that many people don't have any formal boater education. How does someone go about getting some boater education?
Well, there are a number of online boater education courses. During COVID-19, we are trying to conduct some online courses through Coast Guard Auxiliary, but there are organizations like boat.us that offer boating safety courses online. You can take a test online and get a certificate. You can find information about boating safety for your boat under the Coast Guard cgaux.org/VSC for vessel safety check. And there is also a virtual vessel examiner check. So you can go in and Google virtual vessel safety check, and that will pop up. So you can see what the Coast Guard would, for instance, check on your boat if they were giving you a vessel safety check. You can also see what information and what equipment you need to have on hand, registration, you know, life jackets, signals, fire extinguishers, battery cover, things like that, that the Coast Guard is looking for to make sure that you are boating safe.
Okay, now you have a number, you've given me a number of websites, which I will put on our website on WBJC along with this interview. So people who want to check that out to find out more about these websites can look at WBJC. There's also a phone number, if I'm not mistaken, 305-965-4036 for more information as well, right, David?
Correct.
Well, my guest is David Hyde. He is the Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, Central Chesapeake Division, Maryland. We've been talking about boating safety, specifically Boating Safety Week, which runs from May the 16th through the 22nd. David, thanks so much for talking to me today, and good luck with boating safety in Maryland.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. I enjoyed being here.